Chris Koontz jokes that his company's technology is like Facebook for machines.
Does this particular vending machine, since it's blogging, it has the ability to use the internet in the same way that people do, is it blogging or microblogging about fault conditions? You know, hey, I'm jammed, or you know, the last customer that came up didn't get any product out.
Koontz works for a software company called ThingWorks, and their technology is nice when your Snickers bar is stuck, but it's invaluable when a wind turbine in the middle of nowhere is telling you that something's wrong. Koontz says ThingWorks is about linking manufacturing, trucking, energy, medical, and mining firms with the smart devices they each rely on.
They already speak locally, if you will. You know, they're already intelligent. Mm-hmm. What we're doing is connecting them to the internet and allowing them to communicate securely with humans in the same way that humans communicate.
That means maps, status updates, activity feeds, stuff you'd normally see on social networking sites. Koontz says ThingWorks is designed to produce information that's easy for businesses to act on.
So in our world, you can chat with a thing. Things can blog. You can subscribe to somebody's activity stream. Is my car online or offline? Is this building online or offline?
But Koontz's startup success is still the exception to the local rule. Before merging with ThingWorks this past summer, Koontz and two colleagues were the entire staff of a Rochester-based firm that launched in 2007. They were on the cutting edge of machine-to-machine communication, but they had a hard time getting funding from Rochester's risk-averse investors.
What we heard all the time was, that's great, come back to us when you have about 10 or 20 customers or make $1 million. Well, when we're doing that, we're not going to need funding. You know, if we've done that, we've successfully kind of gotten past the hurdle.
Koontz says funding in the Rochester area remains a major challenge, even as local activity around startups seems to be building. Still, he and his colleagues were able to navigate a way toward a happy acquisition with the help of some local guidance. Koontz says venture-backed, Philadelphia-based ThingWorks is still relatively small, and he's excited to grow the business, but he admits he might want out if they become a giant in the Internet of Things.
The cool thing about a startup is everyone knows why you're doing something and what the greater cause is, and that's just fuel. I mean, it's 24/7 thinking about it, and it's exciting, it's dynamic. I wouldn't have it any other way.
For WXXI News, I'm Zach Seward.